Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And it's a good thing you're here today, because what we've been doing here, this is going to be different. And you're going to enjoy this. You're going to learn some things today. Yes. But these are so exciting. I saw your smiling face. I saw your smiling face, Brother Copeland, and my heart felt pulled to respond today. You and Miss Gloria have changed my life. Back in 2001, I found the BVOV on God TV. I was spiritually illiterate and had nothing to unlearn. I know the feeling, darling, because that's what happened to me. That's what happened to Gloria and me. We were both biblical illiterates. Oh, that's so good. What a blessing that turned out to be, because when you taught about faith is calling things to be not as though they were, it fascinated me and I ran to it. I ran with it, Brother Copeland. Last week, I was completely immersed as I listened to your series, The Anointing Factor. My life has been turned completely around and my faith shines out of me. Thank you, Lisa, United Kingdom. Oh, I should have read it like that. Sure. Lisa, love you, girl. We appreciate it very much. Glory to God. So let us know. You have a testimony, Voice of Victory broadcast, let us know. And share it with kcm.org/story. It's a good thing, and we like those testimonies. Praise the Lord. Now then, Father, we come before your word today. Your word is your bond. And your word is an instruction manual. And we praise you for it and thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Flying is a discipline. And safety is an attitude. Checklist, 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 checklist for everything. All of it. Now, on my Beechcraft Bonanza, this is the operator's handbook. But now, this is the manufacturer's handbook. First day, citation 10. The first thing that instructed me was just classroom, ground school, all day. To get acquainted with the airplane. He held up the flight safety manual and he held up the AFM. And he said, if anything in here doesn't agree with this, this is right. I thought, maybe some preachers ought to be that way. If it's not in here.
That's right.
Now, I took some notes last night. And some of this I hadn't thought of until last night, and it came up on the inside of me, and you can see it's just a little scratch pad I had last night. This was before, in Christ I have it, in Christ I can do it, whatever he says. Once Gloria and I had a plan set before us, we never have looked back. No, not to the right, or to the left, straight ahead. When the next step was clear, we took a step. Radio to TV. What's the next step? What's Raptor Radio? TV. So we went to the prayer cabin. And we stopped at Denny's in Texarkana. We had the menu in front of me. She had the menu in front of her. I said, Gloria? She said, yeah, let's just do it. I said, do you know what? No, she said, I don't know how to go on TV. I said, I don't either. We can find out. That was the next step. And we knew it. So Now, let's just do it because of the integrity of God's Word, because that step is in here. Now, the first time I ever flew an airplane by myself was at Meacham Field in Fort Worth, August of 1961. I was responsible for the checklist. My instructor didn't do anything. He just handed it over to me. I had to make sure the fuel was in the proper, there's just a little small airplane, but it was my responsibility. I had to check the oil in that with my checklist in my hand. I had to check the oil, because he's not doing anything. He's just standing there watching me. And if I'd have said to, and I'm calling things out as I do it. And he's just standing there. If I called it out wrong, he didn't notice anything. But I didn't call it out wrong because I had the checklist in front of me. Now this is on, just for your information, the Bonanza V-35B. I have one. 1973. So pristine. Since 1973, it only had about 2,700 hours on it. And when I went to the interior shop, they said, "Mr. Copeland, do you feel like this seat was bottoming out?" I said, "Yes, it did." He said, "That's because it was." He said, "See this foam? It was put in there by Beechcraft." Well, they wrote this. Start out, air speeds for safe operation. Takeoff, maximum climb. Now, all of this is on a checklist in the airplane. Pre-flight inspection, that's my responsibility as captain of the airplane. Parking brake set, control lock remove, all switches off, baggage compartment secure, static pressure button unobstructed. Well, I don't know what those are. Well, you need to find out. Instead of sticking it up like a dart. The airplane that crashed in India, they never did put the gear up. A Boeing 787. Engine, everything is planned that there are velocity speeds. Now, I'm going somewhere with this because we're going to see some things in the world. V1, now I won't do this on this airplane, it isn't fast enough. But all jet airplanes, V1, that's a speed, velocity 1. V2. Now, all of the weight and balance and everything is done correctly so that runway length, temperature, altitude of the airport, all of these things have something to do with it. And all of your life, this has something to do with it. So to take a shortcut, like I said, you find the promises and facts in here that are blood-backed that cover your situation. And don't turn to the right or the left. Living by faith is a discipline. And victory is an attitude. And if you're going to get there, you're going to get there on this. I had a couple of times that I didn't do that, and as we go, I'll get into those. So, here's all of it. Everything. Left wing, brakes, oil check, left cowl secure, propeller check, wheel well doors, induction air, intake air, landing lights check, engine check, general condition, right cowl secure, right cowl flap, removed, right? Landing gear, fuel vent, fuel sump, wheel well door. I know you don't know much about this, but in my mind, I see myself doing all this. And some of it isn't easy. The fuel sump, I have to get down wherever I am. There are fuel sumps underneath that wing that in case there's any water in that tank, you don't want the water mixing up with the fuel. That doesn't work. So you drain the sumps under there, and then you have to discard that fuel in a safe place. You say, well, don't you have somebody? Don't give me that somebody to do it. Well, in this case, I do. When I'm at home, because we have personnel there that do it. But they use the same checklist. Because they are trained and certified A&E mechanics. They have their checklist. So you go all through this, and a fuel selector valve, starting engine using auxiliary power. So you come down here, and everything is checked, and you go to the before start checklist. Mixture full of rich, propeller high, RPM, throttle open. If engine is hot, so there's a different checklist for that. And then the fuel pump to a certain degree on the panel. Then you're following that. And then the before start checklist. And of course, in an airplane like a Citation 10, it's long. But the beautiful part about that 10, the checklists are on the panel, but not the ones that are outside. And there's an auxiliary power unit that you use all the time. The only time I ever use it on the Bonanza if I have a low battery or something like that. My point is checklist. You don't skip an item. You don't bounce around. And Jerry Savelle, a man told him, he said, Jerry, I got my multi-engine rating in a Beechcraft Baron. And the ministry has one. The Bonanza belongs to Gloria and me personally, but the ministry owns BE-55 Baron, which they don't build anymore. But he said, I'll just fly you over in my Baron. He said, okay, that's wonderful. Thank you. He got out there and started his run up and to check his engines and so forth. Jerry said, where's your checklist? Oh, he said, I don't need it. He said, take me back to the ramp. Take me back to the ramp. Told Jerry Savelle knew how to fly. Most people don't know that, but he did. He learned how. This is vital. That crew on that 787 Boeing, for some reason or other, you don't take off in jet airplanes without flaps. The flaps increase the surface, that's not the correct terminology, but it'll do. The wing, it increased, and the airplane had slats and flaps. You put the flaps down, the slats go out. It gives you a bigger wing area. This happens on the Citation 10. So the procedure is full power on takeoff. The flaps and the slats are out. And all of these things are predetermined. Weight and balance, because you don't want to just wag around a bunch of fuel when you don't need that, but you need more than enough to get there. It's very detailed. This is extremely detailed.
Yes.
From here to here. Now, I want to show you something that I don't normally do. Olin Creech, Carolyn Saville's dad, called me. He said, Kenneth, I don't know how to make an outline, and I teach a Sunday school class. Would you send me some of your outlines? I said, sure. So in the front of this reference Bible are those outlines. You can use that for a scripture checklist. I'm not here to sell Bibles, but you can order just the outlines from the ministry. Just a little book, but just the outlines alone if you already have, maybe you already have one of these. But you can use those and make the outlines. Prosperity for God's covenant people, income, outgo. These are checklists for scriptures. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't know the scripture. What is this about the curse of the law? Don't ask me. You have a Bible. But you can find it in here. The blessing of Abraham, it's in here. All of those scriptures, that's your scripture checklist. I was in Shreveport. And I began, they invited me back to that same church that Jerry and Carolyn raised in, and Jack invited me to come preach a meeting there, 3 weeks. And I did. And I started having tremendous pain, just right in my groin. I felt it that Sunday evening I was supposed to start Monday morning. I felt it tighten up. And Gloria wasn't with me. She stayed home with John and Kelly, and we had a little house out in Florentine, and my dad's house was between the airport and anyway. And it got so bad that I could hardly keep from screaming, and sometimes I just couldn't help it. I mean, just hurt, just scream, and walk out on the platform, and it stopped. The anointing would kind of mask over it. And I'd walk off that platform. It hurt so bad. And I just, finally, you hear that? Finally. I just flopped down on the bed there in the hotel and I said, Lord, I'm missing it here somewhere. You can't miss it. Now, this is just the way he deals with me. He deals with you some other way. But you do need to inquire. Came up on the inside of me. The memory of a potato never nourished anyone. Yeah. The moment I heard that, I knew exactly what he was about to say to me. He said, you've been quoting all your scriptures. And he said, there's nothing wrong with that. But with a problem like this, you need to go to the scriptures that cover that situation and feed on them. Proverbs 4. Yep. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life. Cross-reference says medicine to your flesh. And protect your heart, because out of it are the issues or the forces of life. Well, I just flipped over there right now. Now what I see now, I flipped over to my scriptural checklist. Now, this is only the second time I've ever preached it. I preached it Friday night at the men's conference. And I realized that I was really stumbling around because the Lord just dumped it in my heart. I said something else altogether planned. I just woke up that morning and there it was. And I put this outline together, Alive, EMIC, men's conference. Well, This is only the second time, so I'm kind of on the scriptures. I'm still working with them. Now, flying is a discipline. Safety is an attitude. That's the reason that attitude always goes to the book. This is the Beechcraft Manufacturer's Handbook. All of this is in the handbook itself. Now, we have this book. There is a pocket right here. This is just mine. I keep it home. This is right here. And that red tab, emergency procedures. We keep this right here. This one is correct. And then the checklist that comes like from flight safety, where we train, that checklist is all here, and it goes right here. And when someone's with me here, they help me with it, which is just about all time now, because I don't care anything about flying it by myself. But checklist, let's say we reposition the airplane. Let's say all of a sudden you got slapped in the face with something you did not expect. Well, I just really don't see any use in that talking in tongues. Well, you better go to your checklist right now, baby. That's the gateway to the supernatural. And when you ain't got anything else, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. And there will be times when you'll need that, and you'll need this. If you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, what are you waiting for? Do it right now. Just say, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you. You're my Lord and my Savior. I need you, Jesus. I need to have you in my life. And I'll just pray what Gloria did. She said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. Well, he did. And he still is. But now through the years, we had things happen to us we were not expecting to happen. We saw things happen we weren't expecting to see. We were on the freeway, moving along pretty good. And there was a high curb here. The traffic was heavy. And a woman was driving. I was driving, and I could see she was driving, had children in the back. And that car, she hit something, and it just started over like this. Gloria said, you get down there in the name of Jesus. Boom! You think you had anything to do with it? No, I didn't. It was the name that had to do with it. But somebody had to know to do that. Had someone else been behind her, that car could have easily just done this. And then we'd have had a mess because I was right behind her. Well, we're out of time. I have something I'm going to tell you tomorrow. The worst air disaster in the history of the world. We'll talk about it first thing tomorrow. We'll be right back. Hallelujah.
It's obvious all over the earth. The enemy is raging. But as a believer, you don't have to live subject to fear. You are designed for victory. In his book, Live Fear Free, Kenneth Copeland shows you how to shut down the enemy's attacks, remove fear, and stand strong in faith, no matter what's happening around you. Jesus defeated the law of sin and death once and for all, so you can live according to the law of the Spirit of life in him. Learn how fear opens the door to the devil, but faith slams it shut. When you live by faith, fear can't control you. Be free to live boldly, live healed, and live protected under God's love. When your focus is on the Word, the storms around you fade away. You've been given authority. You've been equipped with faith. The world needs men and women who will stand tall in faith and refuse to back down. Rise up as the fearless believer you were born again to be, and live fear-free. Live Fear Free, the new book by Kenneth Copeland, now available for only $26.99 on kcm.org/TV special, or when you call 800-600-7395. You can live fearlessly 24/7 in the secret place of God's protection. Be equipped with God's word and his wisdom to live an overcoming fear-free life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Faith is a discipline, and victory is an attitude. Refuse never to be defeated. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's in your checklist in Isaiah chapter 54. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Jairus' little daughter, they came up, the death messenger came. And they came up and said, don't bother the master anymore. The Amplified said he completely ignored that and turned to him and said, fear not, she will. Fear not, she will be made whole. And this is based on what I preached right after 9/11. And that's the shield of faith on the front cover. Stay on the blessing side of everything. KCM.org, every day to help feed your spirit with the Word of God. It's your study center. And, oh, and don't forget to send us your story. KCM.org/story, because we need to read your testimony. It blesses everyone. And, hey, we're believing God for 1 million partners now, right here in the United States. Praise God, before the end of the year. Oh, we have an accredited college to build, and in my vision is a university. And I finally realized why the Lord gave us the amount of property here that he did. And so we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and our class, reminding you that God loves you and Jesus loves you. We love you. And Jesus is love. Yes, he is. Yes! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.